Welcome back to Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big East Sports Show, where weekends start early. And the conversation continues with Wayne Coffey, the co-author of Urban Meyer's new book on leadership, Above the Line. And I understand that the book is already a New York Times bestseller at number 4. Congratulations on that, Wayne.
Well, thank you so much. It's been very gratifying. And I think what it really does, I mean, obviously he's a big-name football coach, so that's going to move some copies, but there's a message here that really is applicable to every part of all of our lives, and way, way beyond the football field. And really, it starts with the title of the book. To Urban Meyer, what Above the Line simply means is that every single day, every one of us, whether you're hosting a radio program, writing a book, working in a hardware store, whatever it might be, we have a choice of how we're going to live that day. It can be above the line or below the line. And what above the line simply means is that taking actions and going about your day with purpose, with very sharp and focused intention, and in alignment with whatever your goals and dreams are, short-term or long-term. So above the line is really thinking consciously, what do I want to get out of this day? What do I want to do? How can I make myself better? You're thinking this all through, and then you're going after it with all you've got, and whatever that may be. And he really believes, I mean, he believes that the greatest, he says, I've never in my whole career coached a game where the team that played hardest and gave the most did not win. And he thinks that applies to all walks of life. And so conversely, below the line, is that tends to be impulsive. It tends to be done without its behavior, without forethought. It's maybe doing some corner cutting, slacking off, not bringing your best, and just being reactive instead of proactive. You're kind of on autopilot. Here's another day. You know, we're going to sort of go through the motions. And he's thinking, and this, I have to tell you, Alyssa, this runs all through the DNA of the Ohio State football program. The staff, his assistants, the support personnel, the players, the groundskeepers. I mean, you name it, and everybody goes after it this way. And I don't think it's any accident that this guy has had the success he's had.
Urban Meyer, you think about the program, obviously Ohio State, Florida, Utah. How has he been able to consistently connect with his team and, as you're talking about, live that life of excellence and focus?
Well, I think what one of the things that he thinks is the key, and this is a huge point, and not only in the book but in his program, is something that he calls the brotherhood of trust. And what they really want to build, he said, Urban cites military research that shows, and there's a big body of this research that shows that the reason that, you know, you take an infantryman, someone who's really on the front line, mm-hmm. when they've done studies of this, like, why are you willing to put your life at risk and be out there? Is it love? And what the research shows, it's predominantly, it is not love of country, it's not love or belief in freedom or democracy, it's not anything else other than that love of the person to your left and to your right. It's that brotherhood. It's that, you know, all-powerful bond that you have when you're in that kind of incredibly stressful life-or-death situation. And, of course, Urban likes to call his players warriors, but he's not for a second comparing them to people who are real-life warriors and putting their lives on the line every day. But he really believes that, and they do many, many things, like, you know, in very conscious, intentional, purposeful team building to build that love in the ranks, so that, you know, if it's fourth and one in the fourth quarter of a tie game against Michigan State tonight, you know, they're going to be there for each other. Each guy is going to his position and thinking, I'm going to let my guys down because I love them and they're there for me and I'm going to be there for them. And it's, I mean, he thinks that There's a magic in that that cannot be overestimated.
We are highlighting Urban Meyer's first book, who worked with Wayne Coffey, award-winning sports writer for the New York Daily News, author of 4 New York Times bestsellers. And I have to wonder, too, you know, as we reflect on Urban Meyer's career and just the leadership qualities that he has and with team building, how has he changed? Here he is. He's now in his 50s, but I'm sure he's a much different coach than when he was in his 30s.
He's a very different coach, and he's a very different coach than he was even 5 years ago when he, you know, a lot of...
stepped away from the game?
A lot of us remember when he stepped away from the game. He had won his second national championship in Florida, and by his own admission, Urban says, actually, Alyssa, that if he stayed at Florida, he doesn't think he'd even be alive today. He was that consumed. He was that stressed out. I mean, I said before that he's a driven guy, but... And that's absolutely true, but at that time in his life, there was no perspective, there was no balance. It was to the extent that the night that they had their celebration to commemorate the second national championship, I mean, they've won it all. They're the kings of college football yet again. And Urban Meyer didn't even go to the celebration. His assistant coach was looking around saying, Where's Urban? What is going on? I don't even see him here. Right. And he goes to his office, sees the door closed, knocks on the door, walks in, and he says to Urban, "What are you doing?" And Urban said, I got to get going on recruiting. We don't have a moment to lose. Everyone's going to catch up to us if we back off." And it was that mindset. And Urban now looks at that, and he's, I don't know if embarrassed is the right word, but he cringes. I mean, he's appalled at how completely consumed, you know, to the detriment of his health, to his family life, to the ability to enjoy the process, to feel joy. And the guy just won a national championship, and he couldn't even find joy in that. And he is completely different now. And he really finds joy in the journey every day. And I think that's something that every single one of us is after, to find joy. I mean, this is the only journey we've got. And if we're not going to enjoy today and put everything we can into today, you know, what's the point? And
right.
He's got a balance in his life and I think a healthy outlook that is 180 degrees from where he was not very long ago.
So did he have like a spiritual awakening in order for him to realize that he's got to have and be able to achieve some type of balance, that it can't be all-consuming? I can't imagine being married to him at that time. That would be so difficult.
Yeah, I think... I'm not sure he would use the word spiritual awakening, but I think that absolutely was a component. He's a man of deep faith. He's a devout Catholic. He has been his whole life. I think his faith is a strong part of it, but I think he got scared. I mean, he thought he was checking out. He had these ferocious chest pains one night, fell on the floor, and Shelly's calling 911, and, you know, they both thought that, you know, this is it. And it turned out not to be not a heart attack. It wasn't a cardiac episode at all. It was a different condition that kind of mimicked that. But, I mean, that was a terrifying wake-up call for him, and that's when he stepped away, and he really said, I have to take a long look at this. And then he was deeply inspired by a book by a gentleman named Todd Gongward called Lead for God's Sake. And it's really a parable about a coach who kind of loses sight of all of the reasons that he's coaching and working with young people, making a difference in their lives, helping, you know, giving them the values and things that'll be with them the rest of their lives, all in the name of winning. And the guy is as competitive as anyone I've ever met, but again, there has to be a balance. There has to be a way to do this, to be able to embrace the journey and find joy in it. And that is what he's accomplished.
The title of the book is Urban Meyer, Above the Line, Lessons in Leadership and Life from a Championship Season. There is national distribution on this. You can go anywhere, Barnes & Noble, Amazon.com, and pick up a copy of this book. And as I said, it is a compelling read. It is already on the New York Times bestseller, number 4. And we've been visiting with the co-author, Wayne Coffey, who has done a fabulous job. Congratulations. And we look forward to having you back on the show in the next project. And we'd love to have you actually back on the show and talk some more about this book. We just ran out of time. Thank you, Wayne.
Thank you very much for having me, Alyssa.
Absolutely. Much more straight ahead tonight, right here in hour number 2 at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show.